God bless you today. Walk in full confidence of your God.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Greater St. Mary Missionary Baptist Church, and he was worse than what I am. Luke chapter 22. How many of y'all in here truly, and I mean this, don't fool me, how many of you all in here truly spend time in prayer with the Lord? We're gonna learn something today. I know normally on this Sunday people preach about Palm Sunday and Jesus making his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, but I want to talk about something else today. I want to talk about prayer.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah.
mentioned Friday night in that sermon that I preached that prayer is important to the believer. And I'm going to try to show you how important it really is. Luke chapter 22, verses 39-46. And he came out and went as he walked. In other words, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, praise God, away. And he kneeled down and he prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, as his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. I want y'all to get something out of this. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. In other words, they were tired. They were exhausted. And they fell asleep. And he said unto them, why ye sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. You may be seated. I'm going to unpeel that for you. Because if you just look at those words on the surface, when it talks about pray that you don't be tempted, what he really means is don't you yield to temptation. So I just want to talk this morning about facing temptation. You see, our text finds us at the very night before Jesus is crucified. He has had his last supper with his disciples. He has informed them that one of them would betray him. Praise God. And he had also informed Peter that before this day that you would deny me three times. He'd already done that. Then our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is about to face the greatest temptation, the greatest trial of his life. Jesus had faced many temptations. There's some that were recorded that are vividly in your mind. You go back to the fourth chapter of Matthew, you know that he was tempted in the wilderness after he had fasted some 40 days and 40 nights. But he faced other temptations throughout his life. But the greatest temptation he faced came on the night that he was betrayed and arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. You see, before him was a cup. It was the cup of God's will. And this cup was a cup of suffering. It was a cup of separation. It was a cup of salvation. You see, in this life, we too are faced with temptations, and we will continue to be faced with temptations. It is not the question of if we will or if we will not be faced with temptations, because they are going to come. Oh, you can just take that word temptation and then and put the word trial in there. Put the word suffering in there. How many of y'all have already gone through some temptations? How many of y'all have already gone through some trials in this life? Praise God. This is Jenkins, raised both hands back there. Praise God. I could raise two hands, but I got the mic with one. Amen. I've been through some temptations. I've been through some trials in this life. But it's not the question, praise God, of how we're going to face temptations. But the question is how we are going to handle temptations when they come. Because they're coming. And let me just say this to the folk in here who have never had a temptation, never had a trial. All I want you to do is keep on living. Keep getting up in the morning. Praise God. And sooner or later, a temptation is going to hit you. A trial is going to come. How many of y'all got kids in here? How many of y'all got husbands? How many of y'all got wives? How many of y'all got relatives in here? Just keep getting up in the morning. Sooner or later, those temptations are going to come. And if we discover how Jesus handles this, his greatest temptation, his greatest trial, praise God, it will give us a great idea of how we can face them when they come. Because we know one thing for sure. Jesus was what? He was victorious when he faced his trial. And knowing that if we employ the same means and the methods, we too can be victorious when facing those temptations. Oh, I know we can. Hebrew writer tells us, put this on the marquee. Hebrew chapter 4, verse 15 says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted just like we are. Praise God, yet without sin." What that tells me is that the same Savior that we serve today, he too was tempted on every hand. And guess what? Praise God, he did not sin. So how did Jesus handle this, his greatest temptation? Praise God. Can I tell you the first thing that he did? Praise God. The first thing he did was that he sought out a place to pray. It's in the text. He seeked out a place where he can pray. You see, Jesus went to his usual place of seclusion. That was the Mount of Olives.